were people who were using the purified and crystallized form of saltpeter in a container, if you will, which was then lit as an explosive to project a small ball. And we have evidence for this from as early as 1377.
There are surviving images of troops carrying such cannon. In one early text from the St. Petersburg collection, known as the Book of Sciences, a description is given of a soldier who carries a mitfah, or cannon. It looks much like the standard handheld rocket launcher of today.
Now, in the St. Petersburg manuscript that describes the uses, serious and for entertainment, as the title says, of gunpowder, we see pictures of a small barrel on the end of a stick. This is a hand cannon, or even the forerunner of a hand gun. This is the basis of the weapons that are carried by every soldier today.
But the manuscript contains even more amazing evidence of the sophistication of warfare in the Eastern world, the use of fireproof protective clothing.
This is reconstructed based on the St. Petersburg manuscript. We start out underneath with a silk tunic. We know that silk's fireproof. Even today, Formula One racing drivers wear silk. Underneath their Nomex fire suits. On top of that, we've a quilted garment. To a Western warrior of the time, it'd be known as an akaton. That comes from the Arabic al-kutun, meaning stuffed with cotton. But the key part is this on top, which is a woolen over-tunic, a fireproof, indeed chemical-proof layer, similar to the nuclear biological warfare suits that a modern soldier would wear on the battlefield.
The manuscript shows warriors with incendiary devices fastened to their clothes. A firestorm would have been created as they were ignited just before the warriors charged into the ranks of enemy cavalry.
The incendiary charges are something like this. They describe linen fibre. This is linen fibre, flax, and just a twist of that linen fibre, and in here, a nice bundle of gunpowder, black powder. These are shown on the illustrations of the manuscript, fastened to the fireproof clothing. It also says how they're fastened together with wire. This wire holds the linen fibre, but also allows it to be pushed and fastened onto the garment.
But how effective would this form of protection have actually been? Using the original materials, we put it to the test.
Of course, there'd be literally hundreds of these going off on different men. That would be really distracting to the horses. But for me, the most interesting thing is not even a scorch mark. In fact, it's hardly even warm inside. Fireproof clothing really does seem to work.
One device only recently examined in the Islamic texts has caused us to revisit our ideas about concepts of warfare in the Eastern world.
There are some interesting comparisons to make between these medieval military technologies and much more modern ones. One that particularly comes to mind is the design for what we might call a torpedo.
It was called the egg which moves itself and burns, and it is now thought that this weapon was the first torpedo in history.
It's an anti-shipping device. Unlike a modern torpedo, it didn't slide along under the surface, it skimmed along the surface.
But did Eastern military engineers possess the skill and knowledge required to construct such a weapon?
Until recently, we believed that the torpedo was a 19th century invention. So to learn about a precursor to this from 700 years ago really causes us to sit back and look again at history, particularly the history of naval warfare. This is a torpedo. How effective it is, we don't really know.
To try and find out, we challenged model maker Richard Windley to test this marvel of medieval technology using a design based upon the 13th century original.
The model I've here has been constructed based on illustrations from one of the early Islamic texts from around about 1220. The text talks about a pear-shaped device, or a flattened pear-shaped device. This is made out of copper and iron plate. The main tube running across the top of the vessel is the holder for the black powder charge. The point was so that if it hit a wooden vessel like a ship, it would impale itself and make removal fairly hazardous. Basically, when we're talking about a rocket, what we're talking about is a cylinder which is filled with compressed gunpowder. These are very similar to fireworks that we use today, and in fact similar to fireworks that the Chinese were making hundreds and hundreds of years ago. This one I've used a sort of fairly novel construction underneath, but it probably would have been hammered iron to produce this kind of flotation vessel.
This would have been filled with an incendiary mixture. Used as a weapon of attack, the torpedo would surely have had a devastating effect on enemy sailors. But could it really have done much damage to the ships?
What we think may happen is that as it picks up speed, it may kind of aquaplane, so it'll probably rise out of the water as it gathers momentum. The two long rods either side are for stability, so they're acting as a kind of rudder. It also keeps the device in a stable attitude in the water. We're using a conventional fuse. It's simply a cotton thread. It's what... Brilliant, that was absolutely amazing. These guys were perfectly capable of making fairly formidable weaponry.
Although we may prefer to believe that after the fall of the Roman Empire, technology disappeared into the Dark Ages, we would be wrong in thinking so. New insights from historians have revealed that the lands of the East inherited and furthered the development of science and technology to new and formidable heights.
I think they were almost more free-thinking in terms of technology than certainly than the Romans, maybe even more than the ancient Greeks.
In the years to come, as more Arabic manuscripts are studied, we will undoubtedly uncover more awe-inspiring machines, and we'll have to reconsider who were the great technological innovators that have shaped our world. As new knowledge will inspire us to rewrite the history books, we may have to admit that we didn't invent the mechanized world. We merely rediscovered it.